guys, Renee here. Welcome to Monday Morning Motivation. It's actually been a while since we've been here, hasn't it? We had, you know, the holiday and a couple of other things going on, but we are back in the saddle again, and we are at it. Today's Monday Morning Motivation is called Reframing Your Game. Three things you can do this morning to reframe your game. And I'm going to tell you what they are in a moment, but first the backstory. We are getting really, really busy here at Good Enough Mother. So busy that I can't handle it all on my own. Of course, I have Ella and she's fantastic. I just recently hired my daughter. I know that sounds crazy, but actually she's doing great. I have a couple of other employees that are part-time. But I had heard about a friend of mine who was out of work, and she's been out of work for quite a while, and I had heard that she was looking for something. It turns out she is honest enough with herself to know that she's not entrepreneur material. She doesn't want to work the kind of hours that I work and that a lot of my friends who are starting businesses work. She would rather be in the support staff. And that's not pejorative in any way, because support staff is very, very important. And she knows that that's what she wants to do. So I was thinking, look, I need support. She needs a job. She needs to learn a couple of new skills. Maybe this would be great. Now, I'm not making a huge amount of money. In fact, I haven't made a salary in several years. I'm working on building a business and pouring all the money that I make back into that, along with trying to keep a roof over our heads. So I'm not making a whole lot of money, and it was really going to be a stretch for me to pay her anything anyway. So we were talking the other day, and I suggested that she come on board with Good Enough Mother. I told her I couldn't pay her a lot of money, and when I told her what the salary that I was proposing was, she basically shot me down. I mean, with no question. And actually, it was a little bit humiliating on my part. It was very cut and dried, and you know, she was just like, you know, no way. There's just no way. I get what she was saying. She's accomplished. She is qualified. She is all of these things. She's also unemployed right now. And she needs to learn a new skill set. It wasn't about the money. It was about how can you figure out a way to move forward? How can you reframe your game as you go forward? Brush up on the skills you have. Learn some new skills that you don't know that are germane to the working world now, and move forward. But she was not interested, not even a little bit, because she heard the money and shut it down. After that, the conversation sort of, you know, didn't go anywhere, and that was all she wrote. If you want to reframe your game, I think there are three things you need to do right now. Number one, you need to think differently. We're at a place in our country, in our economic evolution, where we haven't been in a long while, if ever before. Jobs have disappeared, jobs that will never come back again. So the trick is to take whatever your skill set is right now, use it in a different way. You need to think about what you have right now that can be used in a different way. In this particular situation and with this person, she has a skill set. The delivery system needs to change. The way she looks at things and the way she uses it and delivers it needs to be different. But she's not thinking that way right now. For you, for me, for all of us, we need to be thinking about how can we harness what we have right now and use it in a different way and in a way that is potentially lucrative for us. Number two, after thinking differently, you need to act differently. And that's where you need to really sort of take a chance. You need to look at people like, you know, like Good Enough Mother. I'm not some big Fortune 500 company, but you know what? I've learned a lot over the last 7 years, and I have knowledge and information that I'm willing to impart, to share. And there is something in this for those people who want to learn. It's not all about the money. In fact, it's not even a little bit about the money. It's about learning and growing and figuring out how to go forward. And by the way, I use Good Enough Mother as an example, but there's all kinds of situations like that. You know, look around you in your life, in your career, and in your circle. Are there people there that you can learn from? You may not be paid in cash for it, but you will reap dividends from it. And number three, if you act and think differently, that's going to bring about a change in how you see the world. And as a result, I believe, you know, this is just me talking, but I do believe that your horizons are going to broaden and that you're going to just at least consider things that you hadn't considered before. Life is not linear. You're not going to go to school, get a job, stay in that job for 40 years, retire, and then die. It doesn't work like that anymore. So you need to figure out how this is going to work going forward. And it's going to be very different from your parents and their parents' existence. All right, so the swing thought today is think differently, because that is going to cause a chain reaction. Go get them, Tiger. Remember, everybody, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.